Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
He got me a little nervous there. I was like, how come I don't hear anything? What was that, like a technical thing or something? You had to hit a button? Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. Yeah, I don't know. We got to hit the power button first. Man, do I got a weekend update for you. A lot of interesting stuff happened this weekend. I got into a major brawl with another media imbecile goon who doesn't care at all that Donald Trump's life is in danger, not even a little bit. I'm going to get to that. I need some time. So give me a few minutes to get to that. I've got a couple other stories I want to get to too, including the COVID hysteria. Again, they're about to do something big, folks. I can tell. What is it going to be? Is it going to be the 14th Amendment? Is it going to be all of it? I don't know, but they're going to use a climate emergency and COVID to do it. And you better darn well be ready for it, because I've seen it coming from a mile away. And I think you do too. Big show today on Tuesday. We were off yesterday on Labor Day. Folks, today's show brought to you by Helix Sleep. Sleep as you get older is so critical. That deep, comforting, healthy sleep, you need that to heal. So get a good mattress. And my favorite's Helix Sleep. Go to helixsleep.com/Dan. Take the sleep quiz. I took it. I was matched to the Midnight Lux. I ain't sleeping on anything else. Helix knows that everyone's unique, so they have several different mattress models to match to you based on your body type and your sleep preferences. Once you match, your mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. When you receive your Helix mattress, you'll be obsessed with it. It's quick and fun to unbox. You're not going to believe how well you're going to sleep. It's like being on a cloud. You'll wake up rested and refreshed. They have a 10-year warranty, and Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans. A great night's sleep, never far away. Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners in honor of Labor Day. Go to helixsleep.com/Dan. Use code Helix, H-E-L-I-X. Helix Partner 25. That's Helix Partner 25. It's their best offer yet. It's not going to last long with Helix. Better sleep starts now. Get yourself a good mattress. All right, Joseph, on this Tuesday, we missed Monday, so let's go.
Ding, ding.
Ding. Ding. Yes, sir. It is. So, big brawl this weekend with a media lunatic insisting to me, despite citing not a single credible source whatsoever, that the threats to Trump's life, in fact, are not metastasizing. He's basing it on his large body of experience doing what exactly? Absolutely nothing. Sitting in his mom's basement, probably with the Lubriderm. Who knows what else he's doing down there. But I'm going to expose these idiots. But I want to get to the really important stuff first. Not that that's not important, but this is more important. Folks, I'm getting a really, really growingly bad feeling inside the pit of my stomach, and my instincts are typically right on this, that they are getting ready to do something really ugly. They don't seem to care what the blowback is going to be. They don't seem to care if there's electoral blowback, if faith in government completely collapses, therefore the Constitutional Republic will go with it. They don't seem to care. At this point, the Democrats have so convinced themselves, and of course, such a threat to Trump's life by telling themselves that he is a unique threat to democracy, that they're willing to do everything, including full-blown tyranny, fascism, whatever it is, they're going to throw all the rules out the window. I need you to do me a big favor. I need you in the coming weeks and months, and I've asked you and urged you often to do this, to please keep your head on a swivel in the coming months. Keep your head on a swivel. I hate talking in opaque terms like this, but I think you have the same feeling I do. It's just the constant reiteration of apocalyptic type narratives. COVID's going to kill you. The climate's going to kill you. Donald Trump's going to kill you. It's almost like they're prepping us to do something really bad. Do you see it? Because I see it. I see it every day. I study these people for a living. The police state is here. The warning signs are everywhere. I mean, look at this 14th Amendment thing. They just won't stop, folks. Folks, they are going to cause some serious upheaval. People are going to protest until the faith in institutions is completely gone and nobody trusts government anymore. You are going to see locals just ignore the federal government if this happens. You are going to see if they try to keep Trump off the ballot, what I deem to be what I've called in the past soft secession in my second book. You're going to see people just ignore the United States and print up their own ballots and put Donald Trump on them. Attempts to bar Trump from the 2024 ballot gained steam despite dubious and dangerous legal arguments, says experts. Fox News article. You can read it in the newsletter today, bongino.com/newsletter. I told you this was going to happen a year ago, more than a year ago. So did Levin and others. that they were going to try this ridiculous 14th Amendment clause stating if you support an insurrection or rebellion, you can't hold public office. Ladies and gentlemen, there is absolutely no legal precedent whatsoever. Trump has never been charged anywhere with insurrection. He has never even remotely contributed to an insurrection. He told people to march peacefully and patriotically. And mark it. Mark the date. You will see what's going to happen. And the left will have caused it because the left wants this. You will see a soft secession happen. There are going to be local election officials who just won't pull Trump off the ballot. They just won't do it. What are you going to do? You're going to send in the FBI? The local sheriffs probably won't allow it. Folks, you're going to cause a soft secession here. And they don't care. I'm telling you, I've got a bad feeling they're going to go down this road. They're not stopping. Here's another one for you. Another reason I got this. Again, this pit in my stomach that they're up to some bullshit, man. The leftist has no guardrails whatsoever. The Constitution to them is simply a suggestion. It's a governing document to us. It's just a suggestion to them, one they plan on ignoring. Wall Street Journal, the climate change emergency is coming for you. This is an Andy Kessler piece. Again, Andy Kessler, I read his stuff every Sunday. The guy's not known as a big flamethrower. I disagree with him on a lot. He seems to think AI isn't that much of a threat. I disagree, but he's very smart. Enjoy the man's work. Allowed to disagree with people on some things. But this piece is spot on. These are all the warning signs that something bad is going to happen and it's going to be imposed upon you by nut job, crazy, tyrannical, lunatic, leftist tyrants. They are getting ready to declare a climate change emergency. Biden claimed in an interview that he's already declared one with the Weather Channel. A climate change emergency, they have absolutely no authority to impose upon your civil liberties by doing this. Kessler writes in the piece, U.S. presidents can declare national emergencies as spelled out in the 1976 National Emergencies Act. But here's the kicker, folks. They've got to be explicit. This climate emergency is coming and your civil liberties are going. When the president declares a national emergency, listen to this, no powers or authorities made available by statute for use in the event of an emergency shall be exercised unless and until the president specifies the provisions of law under which he proposes that he and other officers will act. Kessler notes, I've searched far and wide for such provisions and can't find them. There's no legal basis whatsoever to impose this national climate emergency and impose upon people violating their civil liberties. And yet they're still talking about doing it. Matter of fact, Biden claimed he'd already did it in that interview with the Weather Channel. Folks, head on a swivel. I'm begging you to be prepared. The best day of your life is you get, you know, your emergency food, you get some water, you have a backup plan, you know how to contact your kids. If you can get a satellite phone or some way to communicate with them, they have, if they're out of college, they have these Garmin devices and others you can do that with. I have one of them. There is a monthly fee. It's a small price to pay for me to be in communication with them. If you need it, you can text them in an emergency through satellite. The best day of your life is the day you call me in a year, email me in a year, text me in a year, and say, Dan, I didn't need any of that crap. I wasted my money. Excellent. Best money you ever wasted. I'm just telling you, the signs are everywhere. They are up to no good. And if all of this fails, if all of their planning fails, what's their backup plan? That, you guessed it, COVID. COVID's back again. They've tracked all of the same usual suspects. They're dusting off, get them out of the bullpen, bringing them out, propping them up on TV like Weekend at Bernie's with the same old talking point. Where's the mask on? Take your mask on. The same dipshits that told us the same bad advice that did nothing to stop COVID, contributed to massive learning loss, COVID exploded anyway, are back on TV with the same bullshit, the same stuff. Why? It's obvious why. There's an election right around the corner, and they need hysteria for the climate emergency and the 14th Amendment to get Trump off the ballot. They need an emergency, if you know what I mean. Their parallel track was always going to be the COVID nonsense everywhere. Here he is, folks. He's back. Here's part one of the angry lawn gnome, Dr. Anthony Fauci, back again. You will never meet whatever I can't encourage you enough at this point. Whatever Fauci says, you're probably better off doing the opposite. There is a good chance he's lying or he's making it up. This is not from 5 years ago. This is not from 2 years ago when some of us put masks on and thought, okay, maybe there's something a little bit there. Some people put masks on just because you don't want to insult other people. We're not doing it anymore. We now know the science. Masks are for imbeciles and morons. We now know that. Here's Fauci again, part one. He's on CNN of all places. Did you catch this? Still touting the mask garbage. Even the CNN host, wait, you got to save for part two. It's only about a minute and a half. Even the CNN host challenges him, saying, is there any actual evidence for this? Here's part one. Check this out.
There is a perception out there by many, how many I don't know, that they don't work and that the data concludes that they didn't work in the first go round. Respond to that on masks.
Yeah, well, that's not so. I mean, when you're talking about at the population level, that the data are less strong than knowing that if you look on a situation as an individual protecting themselves or protecting them from spreading it, there's no doubt that masks work. Different studies give different percentages of advantage of wearing it, but there's no doubt that the weight of the studies, and there have been many studies, indicate the benefit of wearing masks.
No, they don't. Ladies and gentlemen, the man is making that up. Do you understand this man has been totally discredited? He is a bullshit artist. A bullshit artist. Masks do not stop COVID. Do not take this man's medical advice or you're going to get yourself hurt. They do not stop COVID. If you are super high risk and getting COVID even now, where there's been a lot of population immunity, they told us was a myth, which is real, which, of course, a Charlie Brown encyclopedia could have told you, and you follow this idiot's advice, you will likely get hurt. Do not listen to this guy. And what he's saying is so anti-scientific. Listen, I am not a medical doctor. However, I did do a couple of graduate degrees and have a decent knowledge of statistics, a lot big, greater knowledge of statistics, obviously, than moron Anthony Fauci. Single subject designs are not credible, ladies and gentlemen. When you contrast a single subject design with a population study of any mitigation measure, of course the population study is going to be more robust.
I can't even. Guy, I'm sorry, man. I can't believe, are we really having this conversation with a supposed medical doctor?
No, I mean it, man. I'm really like, I'm genuinely frustrated. Like, okay, conservatives, you can just tune out. I hate to tell you that in life. You can tune out. For liberals, dipshits. Here, dipshits, I'm talking to you right now. Conservatives, honestly, you can put it on pause, come back in. This is totally not for you. Let me show you how science works, you freaking idiots. I have a pill. I want to see if pill reduces blood pressure. I have to talk very slow for liberal morons and Dr. Fauci out there. I give pill to Guy. Guy, take pill. Guy comes back in a month. Wow, blood pressure down 5 points. Pill is magic. Do I then prescribe the pill to the entire population? Of course, conservatives that are still watching, thank you. Of course, I don't want you to now. You're like, no, Dan, that would be ridiculous. Guy could have taken the pill and had a number of confounding variables. He could have started exercising, cleaned up his diet. The pill may have just worked uniquely on Guy's genome. The pill may have done nothing to Guy and may have been dangerous, and we just don't know yet. So how do we figure out if a pill really works on a lot of people and didn't just work specifically on Guy? Anybody got a guess? Joe's like, I don't know, Dad. Maybe I give it to a bunch of people. Very good, Joe. Shit, Joe's like a medical doctor. Amazing. Maybe you what's called randomize the effects over a population to determine if the pill works. Joe's like, wow, I should get a medical degree if this was. Dumb ass Dr. Fauci doesn't know. Math will work in the individual, but in the totality, they don't. So you're meaning they don't. You mean they don't work for anyone. So if I put a mask on one person and they don't get COVID,
You're suggesting to me that's evidence that masks work against COVID? People are so freaking stupid on the left. I know, I don't want to, I can't. It's for folks, I get it. The only reason I still talk about this is not because any of this is new to you. It's because they're doing it again as a vehicle to interfere in the election. Here's part two. When Dr. Fauci has to be schooled on science from a CNN host saying, well, you know, there was a rather robust Cochrane study that did population data, and the greater the number of people in the study, the more robust the results, which showed that masks don't work at all to stop COVID, quote, full stop. Watch Fauci, the anti-scientist moron, the angry little lawn gnome. Let me tell you something. Watch this idiot. Here's part two.
I'm going to refer to one of them. You've heard about it before. I heard about it from a number of radio callers. Bret Stephens in The Times talked about Cochrane. Put that on the screen. The most rigorous and comprehensive analysis of scientific studies conducted on the efficacy of masks for reducing the spread of respiratory illness, including COVID-19, was published last month. Its conclusions, said Tom Jefferson, the Oxford epidemiologist who is the lead author, were unambiguous. There is just no evidence that they, masks, make any difference, he told the journalist Mayan Damasi, full stop. But wait, hold on. What about the N95 masks as opposed to the lower quality surgical or cloth masks? Makes no difference. None of it, he said. Well, what about the studies that initially persuaded policymakers to impose mask mandates? They were convinced by non-randomized studies, flawed observational studies. How do we get beyond that finding of that particular review?
Yeah, but there are other studies, Michael, that show at an individual level for individual. When you're talking about the effect on the epidemic or the pandemic as a whole, the data are less strong. But when you talk about as an individual basis of someone protecting themselves or protecting themselves from spreading it to others, there's no doubt that there are many studies that show that there is an advantage. When you took at the broad population level, like the Cochrane study, the data are less firm with regard to the effect on the overall pandemic. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about an individual's effect on their own safety. That's a bit different than the broad population level.
Holy shit. Do you believe this guy? There's a massive Cochrane study, thousands of people determining that the mask had no effect. And Fauci still on the individual level. It's gonna protect you. You listen to this idiot. You are a moron. He said it. He's been traveling around playing Dungeons and Dragons around the world. What is it again? Because faith and fury or fire and lightning or something? Flesh and blood and fire. He plays this game or whatever. He's like the top guy in the world or something like that, according to Justin. Justin thinks he's like the greatest. He says he's seen this huge uptick of airport morons walking around masks on. Kid you not. Did I not just tell you I was in the gym this weekend? I haven't been in the gym in a long time. I tell you which one. I'm in the gym with Paul this weekend. We're doing a full body workout because we were at the Sandbar on Saturday, Stewart Sandbar, and we were out there way too long, drinking way too much. So we had to recover the next day. And let me tell you something. We got a killer full body workout and kind of flush everything out, right? There was a guy double masked in the gym on the Smith machine. And the only guy, and I'm, folks, the only piece of good news, it was by the bathroom. Everybody walking out of the bathroom, when we watched, was smirking and laughing at this idiot in the gym with the double mascaroo on in the gym. That's the only good thing, that the mockery is never going to stop. Because you're really just saying I'm an imbecile. Before I take a quick break, I want you to play this too. Showing you how Anthony Fauci is a documented fraud and liar. The audio video here is as compelling as your, it's very short. Who's the hat tip? Someone put this together. What is it? Maze Moore. That's right. Good account. I follow that account. It's really good. The guy is a documented fraud. Do not believe a word out of this guy's mouth. This is all a scam. Watch this.
First of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down.
And the record will show, Neil, that we didn't recommend shutting everything down.
I recommended to the president that we shut the country down. And that was a very difficult decision, because I knew it would have serious economic consequences, which it did.
Folks, the guy's just not credible. Don't listen to me. Listen to Fauci. The guy debates himself. He's a liar and a fraud and a fake and a phony. And shame on you if you listen to this guy. And yes, criticism against Fauci. He was a public figure who chooses to make himself a public figure after being paid by public dollars. This is a constitutional republic. I will talk about whoever the hell I want. Shut your soup cooler. Whoever I want. Whenever I want. On my show. Always. I got more of this coming up next, showing you how these people are total fakes. Folks, why are we talking about this? Someone said in the chat, we don't need to give Fauci any more coverage. Sir, with due respect, we do. These people are being trotted out before an election to scare you again. There are actual people out there who still believe these idiots. I'll show you what I mean. More of it coming up. Folks, as you can tell, had a lot of blackout coffee, still many sniffs left in this bag. You tired of the same old monotonous liberal garbage coffee? It doesn't taste like coffee, it tastes like mud water, brown, disgusting water. So is blackout coffee. That's why they made the best tasting, most vibrant, coffee tasting, robust flavored coffee out there. Blackout Coffee. It's a company for about real patriots that 100% committed to conservative values and great coffee. From sourcing the beans to roasting, customer support and shipping, their work ethic's unmatched. The owner of the company I know personally, he loves two things. He loves this country and he's obsessed with the taste and quality of his coffee. Do me a favor. There's a lot of brands out there. I get it. Trying to sell you stuff. That's fine. It's competition's great. I'm just telling you, I've tried most of them. Blackout Coffee's the best. I love my coffee. It's my morning routine. It's my afternoon routine. Blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Just take a smell out of the back of the bag. It smells like coffee is supposed to smell. Delicious, robust coffee flavor. Ditch those other guys. Blackout Coffee loves the country, remains true to our values, but more important, they make good coffee. It's one thing to love the country, but you better damn well make a good product because we're capitalists here, and this is the best I've tried. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino or use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Don't miss it. Here's the angry long gnome again. This guy is not a credible source of information. Here is another supercut here. It's about a minute of Fauci debating Fauci on vaccines, on masks. The guy is simply incapable of telling you the truth. He should exit stage left and shut his mouth before they get more people hurt. Take a look.
But they're really criticizing science because I represent science.
If you're vaccinated, you really don't need to worry about getting it in a way that's serious or transmitting.
That is true. That is correct, Chris. It'll either protect you completely against infection, and the chances are very likely that you'll not be able to transmit it to other people. The risk is extremely low of transmitting it to anybody else. Full stop.
Vaccinated people are clearly capable of transmitting the infection.
When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better. If people are not wearing masks, then maybe we should be mandating it.
I often myself wear two masks.
And I'm quoting you now, at the population level, masks work at the margins, maybe 10%. To hear that they only work at the margins, maybe 10%, would make a lot of people ask, okay, then why was I wearing a mask?
You're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science. When you say that this is going to go away tomorrow like magic, when you know that there's no chance it's going to just disappear.
We hope this just goes away, burns itself out.
Hat tip, Grabian. Folks, do not trust these people. Maybe you're a liberal watching, which means you're probably a moron. You're a liberal watching this show. You just like to get angry. You want to send me some death threats or whatever. You like the Media Matters people, like obsessed with my show, some Soros-funded goon or whatever. So you're watching my show. I always like to give you the middle finger because I really think that little of you a-holes. But whatever, you're always welcome to contribute to our Dan Bongino Future Enrichment Fund by getting on our live stream, bumping up our numbers. So thanks for doing that. Maybe you think, oh, you know what? The liberals, you know, we got it right. You conservatives are all morons. Maybe it was just Fauci who screwed up. At least we've got really smart people like Rhodes Scholar or whatever, Russia Rachel Maddow, who completely bungled every single hoax, Trump hoax in her era.
At least Rachel Maddow got it right about COVID. And I'm about to shock you. She did. Oh. Joe's like, where are we going with this? Oh. He's confused too. Rachel Maddow got it right on COVID? No, she did. She did. I want to play a cut for you about Rachel Maddow. This is real. This is not a joke. This is before liberal hysteria kicked in. They realized they could use COVID to interfere in the 2020 election. This is March of 2020. Before they realized COVID could be a tool for mail-in ballots and they had to scare everyone with masks and everything, here's Rachel Maddow, not edited. Rachel Maddow telling you the truth about COVID before they realized they could lie about COVID to scare you. This is an important clip, not edited. It's not a joke. Watch part one.
It's likely to spread around the entire world. A lot of people are going to get it. Potentially most of the world's population are going to get it, which sounds terrible. But most of the people who get coronavirus will not die from it.
Okay.
It's got about a 2% fatality rate. And the way that we all need to deal with it, although it is a new threat, we've never seen this virus before, it's actually very old-fashioned ways of protecting ourselves. You do all the things that you do to protect yourself from getting a cold or from getting the flu. We don't have to do anything outrageous. We don't need to change our lives drastically at an individual level. You just need to be more vigilant about washing your hands, make sure you don't develop patterns where you don't touch your face. That's the way that we tend to give ourselves colds and the flu. So at an individual level, okay, so there's no reason to panic, but it's a serious thing.
You see what happened here, right? Again, that's not edited for anything other than time. We didn't chop it up. That's a full thought. That was Maddow and the left before they realized, this is why I'm telling you, so I park back to the beginning of the show, something big is going to happen. When they understood they could lie about COVID and tell you masks stop it and you need to get scared and frightened and we're all going to die, and they realized they could scare you into mail-in balloting to interfere in an election and shut you up, all of a sudden, they hyped it up. Here's Maddow, and it's only about 20 seconds, the second part of this. Here's Maddow telling you the truth about masks before she realized the opposite would benefit her politically. Watch this.
I've seen a lot of the masks around the city. Is that a...
That's probably not a thing. No. I mean, you're seeing it, but it's probably not that smart. The Surgeon General actually put out a statement which was like, you guys, stop buying masks.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
If you are sick, if you have respiratory symptoms, that's people are wearing a mask in that circumstance because you're trying to avoid giving it to other people. Gotcha. But in terms of being a healthy person and trying to avoid getting infected, that's probably not that rational.
Ladies and gentlemen, what more proof could you possibly need that what I'm telling you is true? None of them actually believe what they're telling you about this COVID stuff. Masks will save you. Vaccines work. You're all going to die. None of them believe it. They told you the truth in the past. Wash your hands. Stay away from sick people. Masks do not work. And they were never sure about the vaccine. They didn't have the data. They just made it up. All right, enough on this because I got a ton more to get to. Folks, something really hilarious happened this weekend. Did you? I almost wanted to go on the air yesterday. I wanted to go on the air, just do kind of an impromptu from my phone video on Rumble. You know, one of the guys in the media I absolutely can't stand because he's such a loser is Philip Bump. There has never been a guy more. Joe's laughing right now. There's never been a bigger dipshit in the media. Never. I'm not kidding. This is like Joy Reid and everyone. The only reason he's not in the media talking head Olympics is because so few people put him on TV. He has to do like, you know, other shows and stuff because he's just not credible. He's a debunked conspiracy theorist. And how he still has a job at the Washington Post, it's really incredible. The guy is a moron. He has been wrong about everything. Bump decided to go on a podcast to try to do his agitprop propaganda for Biden and just got destroyed in one of the greatest segments you're ever going to see. Let me get to my last sponsors first, and we'll get to this. That way we can rock and roll because you're going to laugh your ass off. And then I have a classic showing you how the Washington Post is no longer a serious entity. Just ignore these idiots. Omaha Steaks, folks, fall grilling is in full swing, and the grilling experts at Omaha Steaks are helping you keep the fires lit by putting some sizzle into September. Head on over to omahasteaks.com. Type on Gino in the search bar. You'll get 50% off all steaks. That's right. They're turning September into Steak-tember with mouthwatering deals on all your favorite tender, juicy, extra-age steaks. They are absolutely delicious. Had some this weekend.
As an added bonus, you also get two free 10-ounce bone-in New York strips with select packages like the Guaranteed Perfection Grill Pack. Can't beat that. Package is a perfect sampling of everything that makes Omaha Steaks unforgettable. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value and incredible entrees, scrumptious sides, decadent desserts, and more. Now is the perfect time to grab some extras because of their mouth-watering steaks are 50% off during the Steak Timber Sale event. Every bite is backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter Bongino in the search bar to shop all the exclusive Steak Timber packages and get those two free 10-ounce bone-in New York strips. Hurry and order today, because this exclusive offer is only available for a limited amount of time. Stay fired up for fall grilling with 50% off all steaks during the Steak Timber Sale. That's omahasteaks.com. Keyword Bongino. Food's delicious. Had it this weekend. Our last sponsor today, Patriot Mobile. Stop supporting liberal big mobile companies that hate you. Patriot Mobile is America's only, and I mean only, Christian conservative wireless provider. Glenn and the team have been amazing supporters of the show. You guys blew them up last week. They sent me a text. Everybody's getting away from big mobile. I'm proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, your supporting company believes in free speech, religious freedom, the greatness of this country, sanctity of life, Second Amendment, veterans, our military, and first responders. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team, they make switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Dan or call 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today when you use the offer code Dan. Join me now. Make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Dan, patriotmobile.com/Dan, or call 878-PATRIOT. Thanks, Patriot Mobile. Here it is, folks. Media goons, now you're on notice. And I say to everyone in my audience, treat the media goons with nothing but ridicule. Nothing more. They deserve nothing more when it comes to COVID, politics, the economy. Just laugh at them, laugh in their faces, mock and ridicule them, because that's all they deserve. When they're ready to be serious, then we're ready to be serious with them. Until then, treat them like the I Love Lucy episodes. You can just laugh. Here's Philip Bump, the single dumbest human being in print media anywhere, of the Washington Post. A guy, it's amazing he has a job. On a podcast, asked a simple question. You keep saying there's no evidence of the Biden crime family's activities, yet there's a text saying that I gave money to Pop. I gave money to Pop. What, isn't that evidence? Listen to this idiot.
What do you take from the text message to his adult daughter, Hunter's text message, that I have to give 50% of my income to Pop?
I have no idea what that means. I don't. I have no idea what that means.
Well, it's
I know it's circumstantial evidence, and you prefer that.
No, what could it
be? I have no idea. But doesn't it? I don't know.
Well,
I appreciate your.
Has anybody asked her?
I don't know. I don't know.
Don't you think somebody should ask her?
Okay. Like I'm not. I just said I don't know, and I don't know what to make of it. So I have nothing to say about it.
Yeah, but
what do you want me to say?
Yeah, but you say there's no evidence. No evidence. But then there's a text message where he says, "I give Pop 50% of my money." That's evidence.
Okay. Well, what? Okay. Fine. Fine.
So
it's evidence. I appreciate you having me on.
It doesn't. That something like that. Who do you think is being more? I listen to that and I'm saying,
I feel you want me to leave, like just walk out in the middle of this because that way you can like,
you can go.
Right.
Is this a standard really? This is the way the Washington Post handles people who disagree with them?
Yeah, when I agree to be on for 45 minutes.
Go.
And then
go.
I get on for an hour and 15. Yeah, that after a while I go.
Go.
Thanks for having me.
Can you imagine having spawned this a-hole? Can you imagine being related to this moron? This is a guy, you understand, that was part and parcel to election interference. Screwed up the entire course of the country. There'd be no Afghanistan debacle, likely not an invasion of Ukraine. There probably wouldn't be 7% inflation and any of this stuff. If this a-hole did not directly contribute to electing Joe Biden by using a vehicle to Washington Post to hide the biggest story of the century, the fact that the president of the United States is running a crime family and is a foreign agent. And then when confronted with absolute evidence, bank records, text messages, that the president is in fact a corrupt foreign agent, part and parcel to a crime family influence peddling scheme, this dipshit gets up like a coward, chump, wuss bag that he is and walks off. This disgusting piece of garbage. That's who Philip Bump is, a coward and a chump and a loser. And he's always been a loser. His life has been about being a loser. And that's why I'm sick of morons like this destroying this country.
He has a job in media. You have one job, to be a journalist. And this dipshit can't even get that right. You know why? Because he chooses not to. Because he has no integrity or morals at all. Here's the text right here. Philip, dipwad, I love all of you. This is from Hunter to another family member. But I don't receive any respect, and that's fine, I guess. Works for you, apparently. I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard. But don't worry. Unlike Pop, i.e. Joe Biden, I won't make me give you half your salary. I won't make you give me half your salary. Philip Bump. What a disgusting piece of garbage. Anything this guy says, ridicule and mock immediately. He deserves none of your respect. Now watch this loser on Twitter. He had to delete these tweets as he tried to cope with being humiliated on a podcast, claiming that this guy was asking him dim-witted questions until I lost my patience. Because you're a loser, dipshit. You lost your patience because you got caught faking ignorance because you're an agitprop loser. I called you a loser. I can't stand you. Me. Look me in the face, you coward, chump piece of garbage. You. Dim-witted questions? What, like asking you why the president of the United States' crack-addicted son involved in multi-million dollar deals is saying he gave half money to his, half the money to his dad in a text? Do some journalism, you piece of garbage. He's trying to cope on Twitter. It's hilarious. You got to see this thread of tweets he deleted. What a loser. Total piece of garbage. The Washington Post, how does this guy still have a job? And keep in mind, to be absolutely clear on this, I don't care if you fire this guy, hire this guy, or give him a raise. I don't read the Washington Post because it's a totally uncredited, discredited tabloid rag for leftist losers. However, if you are even remotely interested in being taken seriously by people in the journalism space, this idiot is just destroying whatever sliver of a reputation you have left, but they don't care. I saw this on social media. This was another Washington Post special. Remember this from years ago when Bill O'Reilly was still on Fox? Jennifer Rubin's over at the Washington Post, too. This is a colleague of Philip Bump's. This is what happens when they're confronted with actual evidence. Philip Bump, the Washington Post, Jennifer Rubin, and the other losers. When they're confronted with actual evidence, they fold like cheap suits because they never know what they're talking about ever when they get out of their echo chamber of stupidity. Remember this?
You've made excuses for the lock her up comment. You've pleaded with Ted Cruz that he's really an honest man.
When did I make excuses for lock her up? What did I exactly say?
Let's see. That would have been on, let's see if I have the date exactly. It would have been on... Lock her up would have been on in April and also in August. In October, if you remember, Charles Krauthammer came on and had a very vigorous argument.
Wait a minute. What did I say about in April and August? What exactly did I say?
Right. Well, we can go through all of them.
No, I want that one.
Which one in particular?
April or August.
Okay. Let's see. In August, we had comments that you were going to, if somebody is being really dishonest, referring to the press corps, you'd strip them of their credentials as well. Doesn't sound like an independent thing.
That doesn't have anything to do with lock them up. You are ill-prepared for this interview, Ms. Rubin.
No, I'm not. I have a whole list here.
Ms. Rubin, I have just given you a minute where you've hemmed and hawed. You said I justified a comment, lock her up. You can't point to it, and then you pivot to something else.
Yes,
you are ill-prepared for this, and this is the point I want to make.
Bill.
This is the
it's
point I want to make. Your column and blog are fraud. We have been tough on Trump here, and I'm going to roll some tape.
No, it's not.
Oh,
you play this little montage for
this.
All your guests.
Listen.
It shows the three
this.
Things that
roll
you said mean about him.
This is the Washington Post. This is the darkness that is the Washington Post. Some of you will get that. Most of you in the chat will. The liberals are still confused, which is ironic. This is the Washington Post. Morons. People like Jennifer Rubin, and Philip Bump, who have no grasp of the facts whatsoever, when they're confronted with the facts, they run away like little children because they know they're nothing more than tier one level propagandists for the communist left. Want to see some more nonsense? Remember this cut from last week? Remember Mehdi Hasan, the dumbest guy on MSNBC? Another total communist? He wants the power back to lock your kids out of school because he's a communist. He's a straight-up collectivist who regrets the fact that they're losing power right now as parents say, we're not masking our kids and we're not shutting our schools down. And Mehdi Hasan, it's not that he cares about the masks of the schools, he cares about the power. He's upset. Remember this clip from Mehdi Hasan saying, hey, the school closures, these things were great. They were terrific. They were actually good for your kids. You dumb conservatives, if you would just brighten up, remember this?
Today I want to address this thorny and very emotive issue of kids, schools, and COVID, because we have seen a blatant and bad faith rewriting of history on this issue from a lot of people who should know better. And so I think this today, what you're about to watch, is one of the most important deep dives I've ever done on this show. Because the myths about children and COVID, that kids aren't really harmed by it, that school closures were a massive and avoidable mistake, that they caused learning loss and mental health issues, those myths, and they are myths, dangerous myths, have endured for so long, become so ingrained, so pervasive, that they're not just something Fox viewers believe. I'm sure many of you watching at home have sadly come to accept many of these myths as true.
I don't even know what to say, folks. New York Post, COVID disrupted formative learning skills, leaving kids to still struggle with basic reading skills. Does this guy just not read the newspaper? Is he just living in a cave somewhere? No, the answer is he knows damn well that COVID losses were dramatic. Studies finding the equivalent of 4.1 additional months of instruction were needed to catch up to pre-COVID reading levels. To catch up. He knows this. Just like Philip Bump knows Hunter Biden and his dad were up to no good. Just like Jennifer Rubin knew she was lying in that clip from years ago. You are being lied to. Why? For the same reason Fauci lies to you. Because they love the power associated with this great reset emergency COVID gave them the vehicle to implement. And now that you are fighting back against all of it, they realize you're not going to be a sucker again. And they're going to have a lot of work to do to steal away your civil liberties. That's why they're pissed. Here's another thing that happened this week, and I opened up the show with. Sorry for taking a while to get to this, but I want to leave some time for this. Because, folks, I'm going to say again, they are going to get this guy hurt. When I say they, I'm talking about the media. They are going to get Donald Trump hurt. I have a bevy of individuals. Contact me. What have I been wrong about? The answer, pretty much nothing when it comes to inside sources on the attack on Trump, right? What is the media and NBC and Business Insider and others and media outlets been wrong about? You can just go back and check it out. My record of success, pretty darn good. Theirs, close to zero. A bunch of people have reached out and expressed serious concerns that people at the top of the Secret Service are not taking the threats, the growing, metastasizing threats against Donald Trump's life seriously. They are not providing the assets, and they are downplaying the threats. The threats are real. Now, the media people that either want him hurt or want to stop you from talking about the ongoing conspiracy within the government to get Trump hurt, to get it maybe worse, or to keep him off the ballot, want to shut you up. So anytime you mention something fact-based, the spying on Trump, collusion against Trump, the speeding towards assassination comment that Tucker made, they are going to try to shut you down. These people can F off, double barrel middle finger. Here's where it started. This loser, Daniel Arkin, an even bigger loser than Philip Bump, believe it or not, because this guy's going to get someone hurt. Daniel Arkin at NBC wrote this article this weekend. Tucker Carlson stokes conspiracies, claiming U.S. is speeding towards an assassination of Trump. The comments, presented without evidence, have been picked up by other media personalities on the far right, including conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and former Fox News host Dan Bongino. Philip Arkin, go F yourself, mother. You understand? You're accusing me of what? Listen to me. Here's the problem. The court system is an embarrassment and a joke. It's a total embarrassment. I sued a media outlet once, had him absolutely dead to rights, had the guy's text, and we still lost. You can't win if you're a conservative. I would sue this guy in a heartbeat. The problem is I'm a public figure, and honest to God, I have no chance in this justice system. None. Great. Go back to that a second, that original question. This guy, Daniel Arkin, is a freaking disgrace to humankind. I have DM'd this guy. You want to see? Here's my phone. I'll show you. I have DM'd this guy 3-4 times because I know these threats are real because I've heard it from actual sources on the inside. Here's my DMs to Daniel Arkin. You're a disgrace. You don't know jack shit about presidential protection or journalism. Your article is going to get a lot of good people hurt. Don't miss my show. You're going to be a big part of it. This was Friday. Here's Saturday. For the record, I still haven't heard back, coward. Sunday, still waiting to hear back. Chump, there it is, right there. That's my own phone. I DM'd. They still haven't heard jack shit from Dan Arkin. So you're calling me a far-right conspiracy theorist? Despite the fact I actually worked in the Secret Service for 12 years, protecting Democrat and Republican presidents, and have a bevy of contacts in the entire security space, you're a journalist for NBC. He cites no sources in his piece at all. Not a single human being who has any experience with security at all, or any of my contacts. He has no idea who I spoke to. He never reached out. And this chump piece of human garbage claims we're making it up. Let me tell you something. Get this on the record. Lefties, get this on tape right now. God forbid something happens to Donald Trump because of what I'm telling you, that they're not taking his threat matrix seriously. I will never, ever forget this article. And Daniel Arkin's piece I will highlight every day to make sure you know that the people who wanted Trump hurt use this as cover to not do anything about his growing security situation. And of course, once this loser at NBC, Daniel Arkin, wrote this story, Business Insider emailed this dipshit too. Elia Shoiab? Tucker Carlson claims we're speeding towards assassination, amping up baseless far-right conspiracy theories. I emailed Elia Shoaib, another coward, loser, zero, parents embarrassed to have spawned this idiot. I said, listen, is this baseless? How do you know it's baseless when you never asked me what I was basing it on? The answer is, this idiot doesn't know that at all. They're making it up. And then Forbes had to jump in. Here's another imbecile at Forbes. Antonio Pequeño, the fourth Pequeño. He's very Pequeño. He says it's a conspiracy theory. Where it started, who was pushing it. Here's the irony of this. These people do no homework at all. Did you guys pick up on this? They're claiming Tucker Carlson said it and then we picked up on it, which is kind of funny because we said this months ago when someone reached out to us saying there was a very dangerous situation happened, and then Tucker said it after. So how did we pick up on Tucker when you could have just looked back at my Rumble account and actually saw we said it a long time ago? The answer is Antonio Pequeño, ADO Shobab, whatever your name is, and Dan Arkin, three douche canoes. The answer is you just could have looked and figured out that I had already been talking about this. And I'm not going to. And by the way, you think I'm going to give up my sources? I thought we were protecting whistleblowers. You guys don't give a shit. If this guy gets hurt, God forbid, because of what I know and you don't, you have no idea, I will never, ever let this go. I want you to understand that. I will never let this go. Ever. What? Dan Arkin. I'm very sorry. Guy did some homework. Guy says, show him respect in the security space. What's his bachelor's degree in, Guy, again? English and New Media. I'm sorry. You up 100% know more about presidential executive protection than I definitely know more than I do, Dan. He graduated cum laude in English and special media. Special media, Dan. We're so sorry. By the way, Dan's never gotten back to me, so you should find him on Twitter. You should find him on Twitter and ask him why. If he's got a source saying I'm making this up, it's weird. He doesn't even cite the source anonymously. The answer why is he doesn't have a source. He's making this up because he doesn't care if Trump gets hurt. And he's trying to get us to stop talking about it because they know exactly what Biden allies are doing to diminish this guy's security footprint. Human freaking garbage in the media. Garbage. Justice is dead. His deep state is real. Do not listen to these people. This was a great tweet by this AKA guy on Twitter. 10 years in prison for Amin, 17 for pulling on a metal temporary fence. He had 18 months in prison for throwing a Molotov cocktail into a police car in the middle of New York City. Jan 6 protests, no deaths except unarmed Trump supporters, barely any damage, lasted 3 hours. Thousands prosecuted, not one charge was dropped. BLM riots, 700 officers injured, $2 billion in damages, lasted for months. 2,000 felony arrests dropped. Goes on, folks. Stand in the front of an abortion clinic, find yourself in jail. Bomb the courthouse in Portland, Oregon. Find yourself a hero to the Biden left. Justice is dead, folks. I want you to understand, you're living in a police state right now. The evidence is everywhere. And all of these media people, they're doing their best to try to intimidate you. The beautiful part about this whole thing is we have 73,300 people watching. We have 2.87 million subscribers on Rumble. We get 1 million people that watch an episode on video, about another 1 million on audio. We have one of the largest social media presences in the world, 4 to 5 times out of the Washington Post and New York Times. They're losing. You're winning. 350 radio stations. You can't stop me. You can't stop me. You can't ever. There's nothing you can do. We're not afraid. We're not even remotely intimidated. I was born for this. Every second of it. I love it. I wake up every morning and I feed and fuel off your stupidity. I hope you understand that. There's nothing you'll ever do to stop me. I will die fighting you idiots to my last breath. I will expose you, ridicule you, everything. I will never stop. There's no boycott. There's nothing you can do to me. I am financially secure for life. It's not, money means nothing to me anymore. Zero. Not a damn thing. It's exposing you absolute losers. That's my entire life's mission. I will never stop. Ever. By the way, you still think we're not living in a police state where they just make up the rules as they go along? You live in Kentucky? Hey, anyone in the chat in Kentucky? Give me a Y if you live in Kentucky. I want to see, seriously, how many, because we had 77,000, 73,000 people there. Oh, yeah, we do got some Kentucky folks in there. You got a Democrat governor, Beshear. He's a total loser. Pretends to be a moderate. He's nothing more than a tyrannical liberal nutbag. Yeah, good. A lot of Kentucky folks in there. Yeah, Kentucky. I may be headed to Kentucky at some point in the future. I'll let you know. Kentucky's governor won't commit to appointing a Republican if McConnell resigns. Washington Post. Washington Post leaves something out in the headline, folks. You know what they're leaving out? It's the law. It's the law. The legislature, led by Republicans, get to nominate 3 people who will be a Republican. They leave out conveniently the Beshear saying, yeah, I know that's what the law says, but I'll just basically put in there who I want. Oh, really? Sounds kind of police statey, right? That's because it is. I'm going to save the Bidenomics for tomorrow. I want to get to that video. Prime video. Folks, from our also, it's not bad enough yet. Ladies and gentlemen, it's getting there in these inner cities. It is getting there. These robberies, these burglaries, things are getting ugly. Store owners are starting to fight back, folks. I want liberals to know. Do you guys have that one? Okay, sorry. I saw like there was like a little hubbub back there. I was like, you know, man. Here's the thing. You don't want this. Nobody wants violence when you're doing nobody. I mean, that's obvious, right? If you're selling bagels in a bagel store, you don't go to work to get into a fight every day, correct? You go there to sell bagels. Liberals, I want you to understand you're doing this. You're the ones that are making larceny, petty larceny. You're making it legal. And these store owners have had enough of having their livelihood stolen away. Guy decided he was going to break into a jewelry store during the day and do one of these smash and grab run jobs. Yeah, it didn't quite work out. Is it bad enough yet? It's getting there. Take a look.
Llamen a la policía. does that smell?
Again, Libs, I just want you to know you did this. When I grew up in New York City and I was a cop over there, we were told everybody gets locked up. You steal lipstick from the store, you go to jail. And you know what happened? People stopped stealing bubble gum and lipstick because they didn't want to go to jail. It's not hard to solve. You did this. You birthed this chaos. Now you're going to have to deal with it. You're going to see more of this. All right, folks, crazy show today, man. We had a lot to talk about. I want you to know I'm with you. Please, God, trust me on this. I'm never going to let you down here. I will never stop exposing these people no matter what. No matter what they try to cancel, it'll only make me stronger. You push a thumb down here, I'm like a whack-a-mole. I'll pop up somewhere else, but I will never, ever stop exposing these absolute dipshits on the other side because they are a cancer on our body politic and our constitutional republic. And they deserve to be ridiculed and humiliated. And I'm going to do it here every single day. Don't trust them. Something big's coming. Don't forget to follow the show on Rumble, rumble.com/Bongino. Join us for the live chat every day at 11 a.m. I get in the chat early today, 9:55. Answered a few questions for people. I enjoy chatting to people, but I go live at 11 a.m. Eastern time, rumble.com/Bongino. Click that follow button. You'll get a notification when we go live. And please follow us on Apple and Spotify as well. It really helps. And pick up my new book. Pick up my new book, The Gift of Failure. It comes out this Tuesday. I'd really appreciate it if you pick up a copy. And I'm not going to keep promoting it forever, but this is the launch week coming up next week. So I'd really appreciate it if you bought a copy. See you back here tomorrow.
You just heard The Dan Bongino Show.